Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Making Eight Live Tailgate Party. We are live down here at the Crosstown Arena in Tampa, Florida. Remington Rough Sox getting ready to put on one heck of a show.
Going back to old school tonight. That's right. Bringing back the camp scramble.
Looks like we're going to be
10 and under.
I don't know
what to call you
with Chris and the announcer over here, but I'll tell you what, we got some exhibition riders in the chutes right now. Been able to watch a few of them come out already. We are really excited about what's going on. Here's
also,
tonight.
Going back old school, letting y'all back your trucks up against the panel. That's right,
fighters.
That's old school rodeo. That's how I grew up.
Ready to kick
makes
this show off.
More fun.
It's going to be about, looks like another 10 minutes or so
another
before we get the actual rodeo going.
Number two. Here we go.
For some of the listeners out there who may not understand what the rules are, what the regulations are, we're going to kind of get into details and explain it a little bit.
Up and coming bull rider.
So if you're interested, hope you guys enjoy this show tonight. Sit back and relax with us. If you're interested in calling in, 646-915-9940. Give us a shout. We'll be happy to try to take your calls in between rides here. It's going to be a little difficult. I am flying solo, just so you guys know. We gave Rip the weekend off. Poor guy's been working so hard. Actually, both the guys, Sneaky as well. Of course, Sneaky, he's just out putting a dress on for us, you know. But I believe he actually has a dinner date tonight and isn't going to miss it. We tried talking him into just taking her out to McDonald's, which is where he usually takes all his other dates. But he decided he's going to take her out to a nice sit-down restaurant. So she sure is a lucky gal. I'll tell you what, we're excited about what's going on down here in Tampa, Florida, and we're going to kick this show off here momentarily. We're gonna kick things off with a few songs, and then we'll take a break and be right back.
Opened up my eyes, and I don't wanna leave your side for that lonesome road. But here I go, climbing back behind the wheel. 50 feet of chrome and steel and a load they need in Chicago. Through the middle of the night unknown, on a ride that won't let me go. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. Pay no mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride, till I'm back in your arms again. I'll be out here on the wind. Sometimes late at night, see your picture by the dashboard light, and it takes me where I'd like to be, wrapped up in a blanket there, pulling ribbons from your hair and your kiss. Girl, that's what I miss. Still I drive these horses through the rain and snow. High-speed rodeo is all I know. I'm in Nashville, cowboy, born to run underneath the stars. Pay no mind to my lonely heart. I just ride, ride, till I'm back in your arms again.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here live at the Crosstown Arena, good old Tampa, Florida. Just had the invocation and anthem. We're getting excited, getting ready to get on some bulls here tonight. They got 19 riders set up, and I believe we're only going to have the long go round, winner take all, down here in the Crosstown Arena. Chrissy, our announcer tonight, is calling the shots. We got our roster set up, and we're ready to get into some bull riding. Bull comes out of the chute right now, round to the right. Little stutter step there, round to the right, and back in, and he's got a qualified ride. We're going to find out who that was.
All right.
Really exciting ride there for that cowboy.
36.
Going to take a knee.
35.
Thank the man upstairs for keeping him safe up there.
All right. So with the ball. Is that correct? All right. So that was Justin.
We're trying to get a list right now there, rodeo fans. Justin McGarty on Skull.
All right, we're going to Jorge Oliva.
Jorge
Oliva. He's riding the
bull. Going to be M109 is his ride. Going to be coming out of a, looks like a left-hand delivery out here. And for those of you that don't know, it looks like we have two judges out here. Each judge is going to score the rider up to 50 points. It'd be 25 points for the rider and 25 points for the bull. He's got to make it 8 in order to get a score. Anything less, he goes home empty-handed. So, you know, it's going to be a great show here. We got lined up. And as you fans know, I'm not a great multitasker, but we're doing our best tonight out here. They're getting ready to go right now.
Here we go.
Jorge Oliva.
Making a bull ride. Ooh, down in the dirt a little too early.
Going to be short of the 8-second ride out there. Bull came out, kind of bounced out about 4 steps, and I believe that was gonna do it for him. So it's going to be a no score for Jorge. We're going to work on trying to get some scores in there, but while we got a minute, our bullfighters tonight are going to be Chaz Fish, Garrett Haskins, and we've got a new and up-and-coming bullfighter, Cody Robinson, who's actually the son of the owner of Diamond Four Rodeo. He's going to be out here fighting for us tonight, and we appreciate the job that they're doing. Looks like they're going to have about 10 rides. They're going to do an intermission, and then we're going to come back for the remaining 9. Like I said, there will be no short go tonight. But that's all right. These bull riders are set up. They're ready to give it all. And let me tell you, they've got some rank bulls for this long go. Jaegerbaum is out here tonight. We've got Slam Dunk. Ty Harris is going to be covering him. And for those of you who followed our show this past week, Ty Harris actually got the shot of the week on a bull down at Fellsmere on Sunday. So we look forward to watching these riders coming up here.
Floyd is my cowboy coming back to bull riding. Haven't seen him out here in a while.
Chris Boyd is going to be our next rider coming out of chute number 2, making a nice ride out here. Got brought down over the front. Going to be short of the 8-second whistle. Started off looking real well. Chris was staying with him. Got pulled over the front of him. Now that bull came out bucking. Looks like they're going down to chute number 1 right now, getting ready to tie down. Looks like the rider's trying to get his rope on. And I apologize to the fans out there right off the bat. Like I said, I am flying solo tonight. We're hoping that we can get this thing situated and put on a good show for you guys. An entertaining one, to say the least. If you guys are interested in calling in, 646-915-9940, give us a buzz. Like I said, down here with Corey Costa and Remington Rustock, really excited. These bulls down here, Corey has taken these bulls down, or a couple of them, down to the PBR events down here in Orlando and Tampa. So, you know, a few of you may actually recognize some of the names. And for those of you who don't, just getting into understanding the sport of rodeo, we're going to do our best tonight try to explain some of this to you. We didn't go into much detail about the rides themselves last week, you know, so we were able to correct a lot of that and learn from our mistakes. Looks like we got one out of chute number 4 trying to climb out. So entertaining enough as it is, there's always a show down here. Looks like I got one of the bullfighters actually up above him right now trying to get him loaded all the way. Well, we got a minute. Like I said, we definitely want to thank Remington Rustock sponsors down here, Brian Spence and Remington Feed. You know, appreciate them making this possible for Remington Rustock to be able to put on these rodeos. Crowd looks pretty good out here tonight. We've got a lot of them tailgating on the back of the pickup trucks, kind of like I am myself. And we're just having a blast out here, having a great tailgate party. Looks like Christy's trying to tell some jokes right now, entertaining the crowd. But we're glad that she's here. She's been really accommodating, her and the rest of the Remington Rustock gang for us down here. But we got some other great bulls coming up. Kyle Blackburn's going to be on MILF. Ryan Jones going to be on Bad News. So we got a lot of good riders coming up. But anyways, we're going to take another short little break. It looks like they're trying to get some ropes on these bulls down here. And when I say that, I mean the riders are trying to get loaded. They only have four bucking chutes down here. So after these four riders come out, you know, they've got to reload these bulls. So it usually takes a little bit for them to get the ropes on them. But we got a cowboy lining up, sliding up on his rope.
Steve Pinnell
is coming out on the bull named Surprise.
Trying to get him down in the well. Steve's off in the dirt.
Oh, it's going to be short of the 8 seconds there. They got pulled down in the well just a little bit. That was a bull Surprise. Good little bucking bull there. Just looked like he was able to do what it took to get Steve off for the night. So that's going to be a no score for Steve. But while we got a minute, we're gonna play a few more songs, take a little break here, and we'll be right back.
Got bucked off and stalked in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going out and drinking and hanging out with my friends. And this Sonny Leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride. Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. And that Bull Kid Rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight up your heart's girlfriend sang the Star Spangled Banner. With his troughs clear, got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight
we got Sonny Leopard playing the after.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. We're down here in Crosstown Arena, Tampa, Florida. Get ready to watch a New York Cowboy, Travis Van Eaton, on a bull they call Two Jump. Having a little trouble in the chutes right now. While we were away, we did have a couple rides. Ty Harris got bucked off bull Slam Dunk. And a guy by the name of Chad, don't have his last name down here, scored a 71 on his bull, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that bull's name. I'll tell you what, he's got a long one there. Must be one of those Corey Costa specials there. They gave him a special name there. 71 for that cowboy. He's going to be tied with Dustin McCarty with a 71 on skull. Still going back to Travis Van Eaton right here in the bucking chutes. They've got the ropes on him. Looks like he's trying to get everything set. Just so you rodeo fans out there know that, you know, these guys, the only advantage they have is here in the bucking chutes. I mean, they have to make sure everything gets set. When they come out, those bulls just explode. He's nodding his head right now.
Here he
goes. We're sitting directly across from a nice bounce there. That bull was making some good jumps. He did make it a little bit longer than two jumps, but that's going to be a buck off for Travis Van Eaton all the way from New York. They call him the Yankee Cowboy down here. So I hope you guys are really enjoying the show. I'll kind of paint a picture for you. We're actually parked directly across from the bucking chutes on the other side of the arena. I've got a great seat, one of the best seats in the house, if you ask me. Able to see what's going on with the Cowboys, able to see what's going on in the bucking chutes. So we're pretty excited about it. If you guys are interested in trying to call into the show, maybe help us out a little bit, 646-915-9940. Give us a shout. We'll be happy to talk with you down here in Crosstown Arena. Looks like they're trying to load up some more bulls down here. But looks like they're trying to get some stuff situated for our intermission show down here. But it's really impressive down here the way the arena looks. And we're actually in the cow pasture where the bulls stay during the week. You know, this arena was built by Corey Costa and his wife, Jennifer. And we're just, you know, we're happy to be down here. It's a good way to spend a Friday night, I can tell you that. It is exciting. I had the opportunity to ride down here several years when I was competing. I only made it down maybe once or twice a year, but it was good practice for me, and I certainly enjoyed it. This is a rodeo that we would more or less call a jackpot rodeo. Like I said, this is a winner-take-all. So, you know, they have 19 riders, and there will be no short go. So I believe they're utilizing every bull that they have out here for the 19 riders on the farm. So I don't believe they're going to try to run any of them through twice. Should be a really good show, though. 19 riders, you know, we've only seen about a handful of them, maybe a dozen or so. Got two qualified scores. Dustin McCarty scored a 71 on skull, as well as Chad. And I'm not going to try to pronounce that that bull's name, but he's also tied for a 71. So we got two first placers there. Believe we can get somebody up here, maybe bump up the score a little bit, see if they can't take on the prize money themselves. And once we get done, we're going to try to have an interview with those riders, be able to talk with them a little bit, and we'll get that on our next show, which is going to be Thursday night. Going to be back at the ranch. Radio broadcast, and we're going to have Sneaky and Rip with us there, so we should have a lot to talk about. I'm not sure if these guys are going to be getting out hitting any rodeos this weekend. You know, I was talking with Rip earlier, and he's just got a lot going on. Everybody's trying to play catch up now. We've been dedicating so much time here to making aid outreach, and if you guys are interested, we are in the chat room as well. Feel free to stop on by in the chat room, say hey to us. If you're not one for getting on the radio, don't hesitate. Give us a shout there. We'll be happy to talk with you. 646-915-9940 if you're interested in calling in and talking about some of the riders down here tonight. Looks like they're still trying to get some more bulls loaded up, so we're going to take another little break, play some more rodeo music, and we'll be back shortly.
You like the way that sounds?
I need all you kids to take one.
Welcome back, rodeo
fan.
We're down here at Crosstown Arena, Tampa, Florida. Doing a live broadcast, doing our tailgate party down here with the Remington Rustocks. Looks like they're getting ready to do a calf scramble for the younger kids. Looks like they're going
to
turn out two calves.
She's standing there in front of you with the ribbon. We'll get a prize.
And just for you fans out there that are listening in, never saw a calf scramble, never been out to a rodeo. What they're going to do is they've got
ready?
The kids lined up actually right next to us across the bucket chute.
The
and they're going to turn a few calves
ready?
Out Andrew, that have pink ribbons.
All right, kids. One,
looks
two,
like actually
three,
four of them.
Go.
And they're going to run out there and try to pull the ribbons off the tails.
Get those ribbons and go see Jake Mike.
And it looks like they got all four already. It looks like all four calves just kind of piled up together and the kids were able to get them. Looks like it was a great time for those young kids out there. A way to really get them involved. If you guys are interested in calling in, don't hesitate. 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to talk some rodeo with you if you guys have questions about the rodeo that we're at right now or about rodeo in general. Don't hesitate to give us a call. Looks like we're going to have another short little intermission here. They're going to be loading these other bulls up. Try to get these calves out of the arena. What a great time for these kids. We also have baby calf riding for the younger kids. Give them an opportunity to get a feel of what it's like to be a bull rider. So, you know, if you get a chance out here, if you have kids, get them out to a rodeo. It's one of the best places for families. Really, really good opportunity for families to spend a really inexpensive night out. And that's why we're out here supporting them. Growing up, being around these rodeos, you know, I really certainly enjoyed it. So, and I think they even got a little bit of prize money out of there. Boy, they must have half a dozen or so cowboys out here trying to get these calves out of the arena. They are just not wanting to leave. So, while we have this opportunity, we're going to take another short break. Got to thank the SSPR for allowing us the opportunity to work with them this past week in Fellsmere. Hopefully we'll get these tailgate parties situated and we'll be a little bit better off once we get down their way again. Now, Mayaca City on next Saturday night. So if you guys have the opportunity, try to get down that way. You can either check out SSPRnow.com or you can check out MakingEight.com. Follow the tailgate parties. It'll tell you where we're going to be. Get in touch with us and let us know. If you're interested in coming down to one of Corey Costas's Remington Rustock rodeos, you can check his website out at RemingtonRustock.com. We'll certainly be happy to guide you in that direction as well. Great way to spend a Friday night, especially for those families coming down, you know, from out of state, wanting to come down to Busch Gardens or go see Mickey Mouse. You know, this is better than any of those put together, and you have an opportunity to get involved. We had the opportunity to talk with some fans from down here, just realizing that there was a weekly rodeo down here, lived down here most of their lives. So we're still reaching out to these fans. We're going to get involved with them and really get them out here to these shows. This is something that's real important to keep this tradition going. So if you guys are interested, make sure you check out our website. Make sure you check out these other associations' websites. Get involved. Get down here to one of these shows. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. You may be disappointed hearing me on the radio, so you might have to just come down and check it out yourself. Like I said, we're doing the best that we can. We certainly are no experts at the game, but we're working at it, and we're gonna improve each time. But just to give everybody a recap, we got two riders that are tied with 71 points. Dustin McCarty on Skull. And a gentleman by the name of Chad, and like I said, we are not going to go into that deal with that bull. You know, I can only imagine what it'd be like if Sneaky was here. But and who knows, he may have the opportunity. But we just had a little calf rider out here come out, had a great ride on this little calf, and I'll tell you what, that's the future of our. Of these rodeos is getting these younger kids out here involved to get them on these calves. So good ride for a little kid named Tyler. Not real sure where he's from. We'll see if we can't get a chance to talk with him at some point.
All right. I think this is Cody.
We've got little Cody coming up next. Now, I had a chance to talk with Corey's. I had the chance to talk with Corey's grandparents down here. They were the ones that we talked with. Just realized that they had a rodeo down this way, and they were really enjoying coming down here. Seems like they have had a lot of fun. Not sure if they're having a little trouble with Cody or what the deal is. He's holding on to Grandma. I'm not sure if he's just trying to get over those jitters. I think we all had starting out on in the bull riding industry. I can tell you as an athlete, you know, my first time on, I wish my mom was there to hold my hand too, you know. But
all right, Cowboy Noah.
Looks like they got Noah coming out on this calf. Nice little ride with Noah. This is really a lot of fun here. So if you guys get a chance, check out RemingtonRoughStock.com. Get down to one of their rodeos, Crosstown Arena, just on 301, just out of the short of the Crosstown Expressway, or just on the north side, I should say. Not real sure. I was really pulling for Cody out here. I think that, you know, he's got a lot of heart and really interested in bull riding, but he's having a little bit of trouble getting out there. We're gonna check back in and see if we can't get him on that bull here before too much longer. But anyways, if you guys are interested, 646-915-9940, make sure you give us a call. We'll be happy to talk with you. If you're interested, next Thursday is going to be our Back on the Ranch radio show. Going to start at 9 p.m. Eastern time, and that'll be 8 Central for Sneaky and Rip. They'll be on live with us. Looking to get those guys back out here, because I'll tell you, I'm kind of swimming in the dark out here. But we're going to make this show something. But before we do, I believe we're going to take another little break, and we're going to be right back.
I'm a cowboy.
lives off the land. I'm a cowboy man that ain't no shit. If you're gonna mess with me, you're gonna get hit.
Rodeo fans, welcome back to the Making A Tailgate Party. We are excited about being down here. Just had another cowboy come out. I'm not sure who it was. Got bucked off in 48 seconds, so we're still looking. Only got two qualified rides so far. They've got these other bulls loaded back up, but let me tell you, Cody Robinson, one of these young and up-and-coming bullfighters, just made a great save on that cowboy. That bull turned around and just made a beeline for him, and Cody just stepped right in the middle of him and drew him away. So, you know, I definitely got to give him credit there.
Who my cowboy is, wearing that Rebel Pride shirt, so sitting up making a bull ride.
Oh.
Down into the dirt way too early.
Looks like our second rider after the intermission is going to get bucked off as well. Bull came out, just kind of spun around a little bit right there by the bucket chute. Turned away from his hand, pulled him away. I guess the cowboy tried to overcorrect a little bit. Got going to be short of the 8-second whistle there. Not sure who that cowboy was either, but we're going to work on trying to get those names. You know, Chrissy's doing a fantastic job out there for us trying to get that information. But looks like we got a caller. We're going to try to step in there and see if we can't get him on the line with us. Making eight.
Mike, who was that?
What do you say, Scott? Sneaky.
Well, howdy there, Sneaky. My right-hand man tonight, buddy. How are you?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Just getting back in.
Okay, well, I got to ask you, how was dinner, buddy?
Oh, man, I just got through eating some fried crawfish tails. What do you mean?
Oh, wow. Well, I don't eat seafood, so we're going to have to leave that up to you. But I'll tell you what, we're down here watching some great bull riding down here in Crosstown Arena in Tampa, Florida, buddy.
Yeah, how's it going so far?
Going pretty good. Looks like we got Rodney Coates on Dead Zone getting ready to come out now. He's sliding up on his rope, getting ready, nodding his head. Oh, he's off in about 2 seconds, and that bull just took a shot at him. But great job with our bullfighters, Chaz Fish and Garrett Haskins, stepping in front there to make a good save on that ride.
Good day. I was fixing to ask you who was fighting bulls there.
Yes, sir. That's who we have out there tonight. Obviously, you missed the first part of our show. We also have an up-and-coming bullfighter, Cody Robinson, who's the son of the owner of Diamond Four Rodeo. And he just made a great save. Really impressive to see him step in front of the bull like he did. So, you know, we're not getting these qualified rides. I'll tell you what, they sure are hitting it up. Making a good show with these bulls out here.
Yeah, you're at a jackpot, right?
Yes, sir. Just to give you a heads up, hang on 1 second. We got Josh Driggers on Brindle Wine right now, getting ready to come out. But, yeah, they got 19 riders down here, Sneak. Looks like they're not going to have a short go. They're just going to buck all out, winner take all.
Oh, good deal. So how far into it are we?
What's that?
How many rides have we had so far?
Looks like we've had about 10 or 11 rides so far. Only two qualified rides, Justin McGarty Dustin McGarty and a gentleman by the name of Chad. And they're going to be tied for first with 71 on both sides.
Josh
Triggers just got bucked off on Brenda One. Let me tell you, that was a fast little bull. He came out and made a beeline. Now, just to paint you a picture sneak, what we're doing is we're actually facing the bucket chutes. We're on the opposite side of the arena. We got our truck parked out here, man. I got the switchboard set up, and we are rocking and rolling, watching some great bull riding. That last bull there just came out and made a beeline for us out here on the opposite side of the arena, but he was fast and ended up getting Josh down before the 8-second buzzer, so still only looking at two qualified rides.
Well, I'm sure somebody's going to come along before the night's over. I got faith.
Well, you know, I really think so as well, man. They got some great bulls down here as well. Let me tell you, they got Jaegerbaum. He is in the back pens. I'm actually not sure if he's getting ready to come out right now. It looks like if I remember correctly, he may be up in there in chute number 3. But they're trying to get everybody lined up.
Jaegerbaum bull.
Yes, sir.
Number 2.
That's who they're going with right now. Rider's going to be Jack O'Neill, and he is riding Jaegerbaum. And he's going to be a left-handed delivery, getting his rope tied down right now. This is actually one of the bulls that have been up in the PBR. Only been ridden a few times, you know, down here. I don't think he's ever been covered in a PBR series.
All right, here we go.
Now, do we have a woman announcer down there?
Yep, we've been talking about her all night. Her name is Chrissy, and she is doing a great job for us. Jack O'Neill's making a great ride on Jaeger. Got pulled back off his rope just a little bit, and he's going to be short of the 8-second whistle as well.
Well, I say we need to fire Rip and hire her.
What's that? You think
we need
to fire Rip, huh?
Yeah, and hire her. She sounds a lot better than Rip does.
Well, now, she does sound a lot prettier, I can tell you that. But, you know, if we fired Rip, he's liable to come after us. And, you know, we actually gave Rip all the night off. I think he actually went out to go buy that out of the chutes bull riding game so he could practice a little bit. I think he's a little worried there, Sneak.
Well, actually, I believe he is in Liberty, Mississippi tonight at a rodeo down there. I'm supposed to meet him down there tomorrow. Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. Well, we'll have to have him check in with us and talk about it on Thursday's Back at the Ranch radio show. What do you think?
That'll work. I mean, I'm going to be joining him down there tomorrow night and talking to some fans and trying to get to talk to some of the riders. It's a full-blown tri-state rodeo there.
Okay, so it'll be another tri-state deal?
Yes, sir.
Excellent, excellent.
The rest of the song is
kind of
sad.
Well, Sneak, I got to tell you, we have definitely been able to see some good bull riding. Trying to pull up the rider right now. Looks like I don't even have him on my list. Oh, Ernesto Garcia on 550. That's going to be the bull rider, and that's going to be the bull. So we're going to see if we can't get him a qualified score, something above the 71. Now we're looking for somebody to bring home the pot. And Sneak, we're actually going to have the opportunity to interview him after the rodeo, and we'll put it on our when we get back on the ranch on Thursday night.
That sounds like a plan there, Scott. Now, I want you to describe some of the livestock for us as we go along.
What's that?
I said, won't you describe some of the livestock for us as we go along with the show?
Well, it looks like the one that Ernesto Garcia is on right now is going to be a little black and white spotted bull.
All right.
Not sure what looks like a Brammer bull there. Kind of jumping around. He's sliding up on his rope right now. He's about ready to get a ride. Trying to get him to look outside towards the gates there.
So you're giving him a little problem in the chutes, you say?
Yeah, he's kind of looking inside. He's ready to go now, though. He's nodding his head. Pulls out to the left. Spinning around to the right. And he throws that cowboy down. So I'll tell you what, though. They have got some great bulls down here, Sneak. these bulls are really getting it tonight. I don't know if it's just the weather or what it is, but and I got to describe that too. It's a little breezy, but I'll tell you what, it is comfortable, and I think it's right at the perfect condition for these bulls to really get out here and make something happen. I think they're energized.
Well, it's been a little cool down that way the last few days, hasn't it?
Well, it's been getting a little warmer. Now, of course, it's not quite as cold as it was down in Fellsmere on Sunday, but, you know, it's comfortably cool. I guess that's the way we could say it. But looks like they're going to – what's that?
I said I tied the cold weather to Rooster's bumper so he can drag it home for you.
You know, Sneak, I knew there was something to that, man. You know, because it certainly has been a lot colder, and you guys got that this past Friday and Saturday, and we ended up with it on Sunday. And, well, you know, I got to tie it on somebody else's bumper and send it out of here because it just ain't leaving.
We'll send them up towards North Carolina, not our way.
Yeah, I'll do my best. You know, some of these cowboys, they get halfway across, find out there's added money, a little bit more over at in Mississippi area. They may head back over that way. I know that Rooster McKeeman and a few of them other guys that went down there to Mississippi last weekend had a great time, and they enjoyed those bulls down there.
Yeah, I missed talking to him. He had slipped out on me before I got a chance to talk to him, and I was spending a little time with David Spears, who is the director of Cowboys for the Western region over here.
Yeah, well, it looks like this cowboy that's getting ready to come out, Anthony Sumner, another one, he's going to be off to the right. That was just a little brown, or a little red muley out there, but yeah, that cowboy is going to be short of the whistle as well.
Well, it sounds like they got the music jam in there, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. I apologize if it kind of drowns me out. I actually don't think that's going to be too bad of a thing, though, out here, man, because I have been dying.
Oh, it's been sounding good. I mean, no problems there.
All right. Well, you know what? We're doing our best we can with this thing, and you know, this is all still a learning process for us. We're going to keep going with it, but hopefully we're entertaining the crowds out there. They're able to watch a little bit of hopefully they're able to watch a little bit of bull, or listen to a little bit of bull riding. But our next cowboy we got coming up is going to be Zach Whipple. He's riding 109. I had the pleasure of talking with Zach about a week and a half ago down here at Corey's place at the practice pen. So, good cowboy out there. He's really got a lot of try. Newer cowboy. He's only been riding for a couple months now. So, he's another one that's up and coming. Hopefully, we'll get him up in the SSBR, you know, before too long.
Well, I'm sure if he keeps hitting these practice pens and jackpot, it won't be too long.
Yeah, you're right. You know, that's where it's at. You know, that was it. That was where I started out as well, just hitting the practice pins and then coming down. I actually came down to Corey's place on several occasions, and we hit these little jackpot deals. Great way to get into the sport, I can tell you.
That's one of the best ways.
Oh, he's hung up there. Garrett Haskins able to pull him away, so. Good save for Garrett there. Going to be short of the 8 second for Zach, so he's got to go back to practice pens this week and maybe see if he can't get it done at their next event.
So the bullfighter stepped on in there and worked the hang up pretty good.
Yeah, they did. You know, Garrett Haskins and Chaz Fish, they're really well known down here in the Southeast. I'll tell you, they've got a lot of experience between the two of them. And then you got Cody Robinson down here, one of these newer bullfighters, and he really has a lot of try. They all three have done an outstanding job tonight.
Well, good deal. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, hey, Sneak, I think we're actually going to take another short break while they're loading up some bulls there, buddy. But, you know, these fans out there will hang tight a little bit longer. We'll get back and talk some more rodeo, kind of bring home the rest of this event. What do you think?
Works for me. I mean, I'm glad I'm here for the duration.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
All All right.
Guy in a bar walks, guy in a tomato walks into a bar.
Rodeo fans, we're back. Not sure if we had a loss of our music connection there, but we're back talking to Rodeo. Looks like we got Kyle Blackburn coming up right now. We're going to try to catch you up here in just a minute. We had some exciting bull riding going on while we were on our break, but Kyle Blackburn on the bull MILF coming out of bucket shoe number one here. Looks like they're trying to get him set up, but we do have a one qualified ride, and it's actually kind of interesting. We got the names mixed up, I guess, earlier tonight. The ones we were tied with, or the ones we announced as being tied, it wasn't Dustin McCarty. Dustin McCarty came out later on and made a 76-point ride on the Bull Skull. So he is currently our leader. What do you think there, Snake?
Sounds good. I'm sorry I missed that one.
Yeah, that was a great ride. I'm sorry we missed it too, man.
Thrown in the dirt hard.
Kyle Blackburn just got bust off. Had a bull, little black and white bull actually it was more of a white bull black spotted, but came out, was spinning around real well. Got Kyle back on his pockets a little bit. Got him off the backside, but hey, Sneak, I'm gonna try to catch us up here while we were on break. Our first ride was Leroy Seaborn on a bull they call 521. That's his brand. Came out of the bucket chute. Leroy had him. He was real aggressive. The bull was real fast, and kind of rolled him off. Got him off just short of the buzzer. And I will tell you, if they had a replay. If they had a replay, I think he would have challenged it. But unfortunately, that's the nature of the business. Judges gave him a no score, just short of the buzzer. But then we had Dustin McGarty. We had Dustin McGarty on Skull, scored a 76, and he is going to be our event winner. This rodeo is just wrapped up, buddy. Scored a 76 on Skull, take the lead. Robert Carter was the one that tied with Chad for the 71 score for second place. So we're going to have a tie for second place. Only three qualified rides tonight.
That's sounds like you've been having a good time down there watching some good bull riding and some good tries.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, I have. A lot of these riders are up and coming. Some of them are just kind of getting back in the sport. Leroy Seaborn just came back. He's been away for a while and just came back to Remington here, so it's real good to see him. I believe, Sneak, we do have the winner, the event winner, Dustin McCarty, coming over. Scored a 76 on the bull they call Skull, so if you got a few questions for him, want to congratulate him on the win tonight, we'll be happy to get him on the radio show. What do you think?
That sounds good to me. Bring him on.
All right, buddy. Well, hang on a second. Let's see if we can get Dustin over here.
Hey, Dustin. First off, congratulations tonight on a great ride. 76, man. So I got – oh, you're not Dustin? Oh, okay, man. I apologize. Hang tight 1 minute. We'll get back with –
well, we're waiting on Dustin to still get back over here. Looks like he's still over by his rigging bag. But anyhow, we got a lot of riders out here wanting to get involved with Making 8 Outreach, and we're glad for that. Got to thank Corey for putting on a great rodeo event. It's been really fun seeing the kids, being able to participate down here. If you guys get a chance, do not miss the opportunity to get down there and watch some great bull riding. Next time, it's not always set up where they have the 19 bull riders and they don't have any coming back for the short go, but that's just the way it is tonight for tonight's show.
Well, while we're waiting on the event winner, do we have any of the bullfighters handy?
You know what? I can look around. I don't believe I see any right now. Looks like they're back behind the bucket shoes getting some water, kind of trying to rehydrate, because they certainly have worked their tails off tonight. But I'll tell you what, Sneak, if we do miss them and we don't have the opportunity to catch up with them, we'll get an interview with them and we'll get it on Thursday's show. What do you think?
That sounds good.
All right,
might
good deal.
Might even get them to call in. Might even have
yeah, there you
to call
go.
In for us.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, hey, Sneak, let's take a short break here real quick. Let me talk to some of these riders, see if I can't get them involved over here, okay?
I'll be hanging in there.
Hey, Sneak, now make sure you get your questioning on there because you're going to be the one talking with them, okay?
All right.
All right, buddy. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, oh, oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, oh. precious time and no mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio of a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. And stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio of a light to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child and know a mother's love.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Hey, I actually just got a visit from one of the cowboys we've been talking a lot about there, Sneak. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, buddy. Well, we got Ryan Ripple over here, and he's actually got one of his bull ropes. We've had an opportunity to take a look at it. Really impressive. We're looking to get involved with him, but if you got any questions for him, want to say hi to him and tell him that we look forward to getting his stuff on our website, why don't you go ahead and say hello to him?
Okay.
All right, hang on one second.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. This is Mr. Ripple, huh?
I can't hear you. Can you repeat that?
Who have I got here? Is this Mr. Ripple?
Yeah, this is Ryan Ripple.
Okay. How long have you been making ropes there, Ryan?
I've been building them about a year and a half.
Okay. Now, how long have you been riding bulls with us?
I've been riding bulls since I was 13. I'm 27 now, almost 28.
Long time, then. You're an old hand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, how did you do tonight? I'm sitting here in Mississippi, and Scott's got me on the phone interviewing you, and I didn't get to see you ride, so tell me a little bit about your ride.
I didn't ride tonight. I've been kind of hard up for money. I just came to try to sell this rope, hopefully get a little money.
Well, are you having any luck with selling your ropes, or?
No. I've got this one that I've had for a while. It's kind of got a big handle. One of my buddies ordered it, and he hasn't had the money to pay for it, so I'm just trying to get rid of somebody else. But it's a one-inch handle, which is a little bigger than most guys like it.
It's
been giving me trouble getting rid of it.
Yeah, and I understand you make ropes custom-made, you know, what people want. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're willing to do for your customers?
Oh, I can do anything. I mean, the handle anywhere from 11 sixteenths to 1 inch. The tail could be 9 plat, 5 plat, 7 plat. Soft, hard, mushy. I mean, it's really whatever the guy wants. I mean, I can do the slider keepers in the body, or the X stitching. So, I mean, it's really, other than the offset handle, I can build any kind of rope, Brazilian or whatever.
Well, good deal. Sounds like you got it going on down there.
Yeah. Okay, I'm just trying to get my hands on somebody's old offset rope so I can take it apart and see how that goes together.
Well, we'll have to look around and see if I can come up with one for you, send down there to Scott to get to you.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
All right. Well, it's been good talking to you there, Ryan.
All right, you too. All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Have a good
one. Thanks, Ryan. All right, what do you think, Sneaky?
A nice guy, and sounds like he's got it going on making his ropes there.
Yeah, most definitely, buddy, most definitely. Well, hey, listen, I'm going to give him my card right now so that way he can get in contact with us. And we're definitely going to get involved with him. We're going to get his stuff up on our website and start selling his ropes. So if there's any riders out there interested, I'm telling you, you want to get your hands on one of Ryan Rippo's ropes because they are great quality right now. And, you know, we had Ricky Ringer on there last night, been riding with it for about a year. Made a qualified ride his first time out on it, so it definitely has something going for you. But, Sneak, I think we're going to try to catch up with Dustin out here, man. I'm not sure where he ran off to.
He's probably at the pay window.
All right, Ryan, take it easy, buddy.
I'm sorry, Sneak, what was that?
I said he's probably at the pay window by now.
You know what? I believe he may be. We're going to see if we can't round him up here shortly. But, actually, I believe he's walking back over to the truck right now. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's talking to his girl. He's kind of walking around in circles over there. I see him. But I'll tell you, such is the life of the rodeo, man. You know, you can't get a handle on any of these cowboys. I swear we need to bring a rope out here.
I hear you.
It'll never happen again, I promise.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We got Dustin coming over here right now. We're going to try to talk with him. Sneak. Why don't you congratulate him on tonight's win, like I said, with a 76 on Skull. So give him a heads up and, you know, just tell him we appreciate what he's doing out here.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Dustin, how's it going tonight?
Not much, man.
Oh, this is Sneaky Wilson over in Mississippi. Sky, I didn't get to see you ride. Tell me about this little 76-point ride you just put on Skull for us.
He was good, man. He was good. He was real strong in the front end, and he got out there and turned back a little bit. So, yeah, he kept me good. So, I went on with him and rode him.
Okay, good deal. Let me ask you this. How long have you been riding bulls with us?
For about 3.5 years.
3.5 years, and how old are you now?
16.
So, you just turned 16, and you walking away with the money tonight.
Yeah.
Those guys ought to be ashamed.
Yeah, right. That's all I'm saying. The young boys got to bring home the money tonight.
There you go. You get to go buy your girlfriend a hamburger tonight, huh?
Yep.
Oh, is that or somebody else's girlfriend?
Nah.
All right. Well, congratulations on winning tonight. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
You too.
Hey, thanks a lot, Dustin. Congratulations, buddy. All right, man. Everybody, that was Dustin Elliott, Dustin McCarty, scoring a 76 on Skull to take the winner. And I will tell you what, Chrissy has just hollered up for the paychecks, and I think Dustin just made a beeline that way. What do you think, Steve?
Well, at 16 years old, I would imagine he's running.
Yeah, you're right. But I'll tell you what, made a great ride. He was really getting it on, and you know, we really enjoyed ourselves down here. We're going to end up having to close out a little early. Just saying goodbye. Actually, if you got a minute, Chaz, we want to put you on our radio show, okay? Now, the guy that's on the other line is Sneaky Wilson, all right? He's out of Mississippi, also another one of them bullfighters. So we're gonna let you two have a conversation here. Hang on one second, Sneak.
Hello.
Hey, Chad, how's it going?
Pretty good, buddy. How are you doing, man?
Oh, man, if I was doing any better, I'd have to sit on both hands, keep them waving at everybody.
I hear that.
Oh, so how long have you been fighting bulls now?
Oh, I've been fighting bulls for, let's see here, 7 years now.
7 years. So you're an old hand at it then.
I'm getting there. I've been really blessed. God's really blessed me, and I've gotten to work with some great people in my day. I would do a little bit of work for Lyle Sankey at his Sankey Rodeo Schools. It's a whole lot of fun. Get to teach some bullfighting. Got my PRCA card. Did my first PBR last year at Mesquite. So that was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, good deal. Now, have you been fighting any of the SSBRs in that area?
Yeah, I do a lot with my buddy Garrett Haskins that I got to fight bulls with tonight. It's always a lot of fun fighting with him, and he's a little bit more into the SSBR than I am. He's gone to a couple more finals than I have, but I'm looking forward to it this year, and hopefully I'll get to make one of them finals this year.
Okay, well, now for the listeners out there, can you tell me a little bit about what went on with y'all tonight? I mean, how many hang-ups did you have, or did you have any, or... Because I'm sitting over here in Mississippi, and I didn't get to see the show, so kind of fill us in a little bit.
Well, tonight was a pretty decent show, especially for this little once-a-month Friday night show. It wasn't sanctioned tonight by the SSBR, at least as far as I know it wasn't. Was it sanctioned tonight? No, it wasn't sanctioned tonight by the SSBR, unfortunately. But we had about 20 bull riders. A decent little crowd showed up. They got a backup to the arena tonight, good old-fashioned style show, like a backyard show. And all in all, it was real good. I had one bull rider go down right in front of the bull, and I stepped in there pretty deep and took a little bump, but I'm feeling good. Good Lord looked out for us, and both of us got to walk away.
That's a good thing. Now, let's talk about the bull riding schools you fought. You say you fought some of Lyle Sankey's schools?
That's right. I do all the bull fighting schools down here in the southeast. Do two of them in Georgia, in Somerville, Georgia, at the 4L Arena, and I do one in Homestead, which is coming up in the end of this month, and then we also do one in Zolfo Springs here in Florida.
Well, good deal, good deal. Sounds like you're a young man with a good head on his shoulder and got a career ahead of you.
Well, thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. I hope I do. I've been blessed. My wife's pregnant right now. She's about 4 months pregnant, so I don't know how long I'll be in the arena fighting bulls, but I might get behind that microphone here pretty soon and make her feel a little better.
Well, I tell you what, you know, there's always room for another barrel man out there. You know, if you want to work the barrel, start doing a little comedy or step up in the announcer's booth, there's always room for one more out there.
That's for sure. And that's the thing a lot of people don't realize about rodeos. There's so many other things you can do besides being in the arena and bullfighting or bull riding or doing any of that dangerous stuff. There's so many things that go on behind the scenes, and they always need people doing them. So it can really become a good family sport, and you can get everybody involved.
Yeah, this is true. But I always used to tell everybody that, you know, bullfighting was a lot safer than being married now.
Why do you think that?
Well, you know, you pretty much know what a bull's going to do, but can you ever figure out what a woman's going to do?
Yeah, amen to that, brother. Amen. Well, speaking of that, my wife is calling me. I got to get going.
Nice talking to you. Have a good night.
It's a pleasure to talk to you, too, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
Right.
Bye.
You too.
All right, Chaz. Take care, buddy. All right. Well, that was Chaz Fish, one of our bullfighters out here tonight, Sneak. And I know you enjoy talking to him. We've actually got Chrissy McCammon down here, one of the announcer for this evening, and she wanted to come down and say hey to us. And we appreciate the job that she's done for us tonight and helping promote the sport.
Okay.
But, hey, Sneak, listen, man, we're going to actually have to cut this show short. I believe we're going to wrap things up down here at Remington Arena down here in Tampa, Florida. We appreciate all the listeners out there, and definitely check us out. Check Remington Rustock out, remingtonrustock.com. You know, get involved. Try to get down here to one of these rodeos. You will not be disappointed. So until next time, Sneak, I think we're gonna break it off. We'll see everybody Thursday night on our Back of the Ranch radio show, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 8 Central, right?
That's it.
All right,
you're
Sneak,
learning.
We'll talk. What's that?
You're learning.
That's it. We're getting it down, buddy. All right, Sneak. Hey, we'll catch up with you on Thursday. Until then, everybody get a grip.
Everybody.